As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Week from today, it all gets going, and it's going to be really exciting for the high school football teams throughout the state of Florida, especially in South Florida. One of the programs that we're really looking at as a program that they've been district champions for a couple of years. They finished 8-3 last year, need to get back over that hump, lost to Miami Norland in the 4A playoffs. But I'll tell you what, you got to keep your eye on the Hialeah Thoroughbreds, and Coach Tony Smith is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. We talk about 7-on-7, but a week from today, those pads will start getting ready to go on, and we'll get 20 days of spring. Thanks so much for joining us, and talk about this this program that you built, and one of the best in South Florida. Yeah, we're here.
I appreciate you, first of all, having me, having our program on here today. You know, Larry's always an honor. But we're working. We're trying to get there. Got to get over the hump. Like you said, we won the last two district championships, but that's not our goal right now. Our goal is to make it deep in playoffs and try to make a state run. With the nuclear kids that I got coming back, with the young kids that I got coming back, I think we'll be poised for a nice run this year.
Yeah, and this is a team that you've built over the last couple of years. I mean, you know, Hialeah has had some really, really good teams over the last couple of decades. They fell off. You've kind of brought them back a little bit. Talk about that, because you know as well as I do, Coach, it's not easy to build a program in South Florida, especially if you're a public school. You know, you kind of got to recruit your own kids to stay a lot of these times, and, you know, I don't have to tell you that. But you've had success. You've had success keeping a lot of really good football talent around. Talk about that and what you guys have done to elevate this team to a district championship and also, you know, win 8 games. You know, you win 8-9 games in South Florida. You've more than done your job.
Right. Just trying to be consistent. I'm straight up with the parents. I let them know what you're walking into, what we can do for your kid. Me and my coaching staff, I have a great coaching staff, man, that guys that played at the big schools, guys that play college football. So it's like you know what you're coming into when you come over there with us. You know, and we giving kids a chance to play. Everybody doesn't give kids a chance to play. I'm a fair guy. If you could play, you could play. I'm going to put you on the field. And that's what I tell them. I don't care if you're a young guy. I don't care if you're a senior. If you could play, I'm going to give you a chance to get on the field. And I tell these parents all the time, I tell these kids, hey, don't go to these schools where you're not going to get a chance to play, because you can't get to college that way. Film going to get you to college. So that's the main thing. I build a program. I built it when I first built it, was off of a lot of kids that came off the park with me that I coach. So it was an easy transition for bringing them in. And then from there on, we just kept rolling. The kids just keep coming and keep coming. And they understand what we're doing. They understand the culture that we're trying to build. We're trying to build a program.
You know, the one thing, too, is the one thing that you understand as well as anybody is how you build through the youth programs and how the youth programs, especially in South Florida, are as good as anywhere in the country. Talk about that, because you always have to, I mean, you look in, whether it be in South Dade County or North Broward County, you've played youth football, your son's played youth football, everybody has come up through that, and we have such a great programs. How do you know what kids are going to come to you? Do you hang out at the on Saturdays over at the youth games? You kind of build relationships with the parents, the kids, the coaches. In this day and age, it's not so easy anymore.
Yeah, right. So I, you know, being on the park for so long, I built a lot of a good relationship with parents. They understand where I've been at. I come from where their kids come from. So they kind of understand the thing that we're trying to accomplish. I'm big on loyalty. I'm big on team. You know what I mean? So one thing is, I tell them when you come to my program, I'm an old school coach. So this is team first. A lot of people are a lot of individual about this. I'm team first. The team success is going to make you have success. So that's the main thing. And like you said, the relationship that I built on the park, one thing is kids play for coaches. Kids follow coaches. And a lot of times I haven't been on a youth park in a couple of years. And that's a good thing that I don't have to anymore with the relationships that I build. And not only that, everybody know who I am. So it's getting easier for me to get some kids. I might not be getting all the kids that I want, the 3-4 stars, but hey, I'm okay with it. We'll coach it up.
Yeah, no doubt. Tony Smith joins us, head coach at Hialeah, is doing an awesome job with the Thoroughbreds. And, you know, one of the things, too, and you did it. You were a multi-sport athlete in high school. I watched you play. How much do you preach that to the kids after the football season by saying, hey, you better be doing something? You better play basketball. You better wrestle. You better run track. You better play baseball. How much are you into that? Because I know that you did it and you saw the benefits. How much do you put into that to tell the kids, listen, and if you're not playing a sport, you're conditioning with us?
Right. You're doing something, man. We didn't have a track program when I got there. So I started back up the track program because it was like, if you're not doing something and you play football, you're running track. Next year we'll be starting the wrestling program. You're gonna play. The multiple sports is gonna help you. Not only that, for you, it's gonna help you for recruiting. That's what a lot of people don't understand. People think football year round, and it really is, because you're really training for it year round. You don't gotta be hitting, but my kids know all of them. If you ain't playing basketball, then you run the track. You ain't running track, and you're playing baseball. You know what I mean? You just don't want to have a down. You don't want to have a lot of downtime. Not only that. With what's going on in this world today, a lot of kids getting in trouble. I'd rather keep them close to me to keep them out of trouble. I know how easy it is to get in trouble. So that's one of the main things. Like I say, I think we didn't have a track program at Hialeah about 15 years. So that was one of the main things why I brought the track program back. Now also, we'll be bringing back wrestling that they might have had for 25 years.
Yeah, they used to be great back in the day. And before I let you go, how important is to have a player like Terrell Evans, who is a big time football player, but he'll attract a lot of college coaches onto campus over the next 3 weeks. How important is it to have somebody like him on the team so you could get the coaches in and they could see some of the other players?
Very important to have Terrell Evans and everything that how he's working and working hard. I tell the kids it's a benefit to have him. Don't think it's not, because you get the egos and you get the jealousy sometimes from a different kid. Oh, everybody talking to him. Yeah, but guess what? If you show up on that field, they're going to see you on film too. So I tell him it's a benefit to have him. Don't look at him like it's a negative, because one thing is, by everybody he's attracting with the Minnesotas coming in and the Louisville and Arkansas, guess what? They're going to see y'all too. All you got to do is shine on film, man. I promise you. One thing is, I tell the kids, if you do your part, I'm going to do mine. I'm going to talk you up the best way I can. You know what I mean? Like I tell, I got a 5-6 kid that's my captain, Noah Bell. And I tell Noah Bell, you just keep doing what you're doing, Noah Bell. You've been starting since you was a freshman. You made 13 all day last year. And you play both ways. They're going to look at your height, but they can't deny your film. So you're gonna end up getting into college. You got still two more years. So one thing, like I said, with having Mr. Evans, it's a positive. It's nothing negative about it. It's a positive. I told him, hey, this your year. We gonna go as far as you take us.
No doubt. Noah Chop Bell is a defensive tackle, and I'll tell you what, he can play. He takes no plays off.
And people don't understand that most of the time he doesn't come out the game. He go from defensive tackle to center. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? So
gotta love kids like that.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Not a lot. Not rare now in this day and age. And then now with the, I got a quarterback battle going on. I got Jaylen Bernard, and also got a kid that came from Oklahoma, Andrew Delgado that came from Oklahoma. So I got a great quarterback battle going on right now. I haven't had that in a few years at Hialeah. We pretty much knew who right now. I don't know what I'm going with in the season because, hey, both of them pushing each other.
I love it. Coach, I can't thank you enough, man. We'll get out there and see you again. Thanks so much for stopping by.
I appreciate you. Appreciate y'all having me.
Good stuff. Coach Tony Smith from Hialeah done a tremendous job at keeping the T-Breads relevant.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.